It's championship day here at the junkyard.
On your mark!
A season's worth of grinding, hammering, and screwing.
Get set!
Have all come down to this.
Go!
Many great battles have been waged across this jungle of junk. Battles fought with amazing machines wrought from the wreckage of technology time forgot. But there's still one final score to settle. At stake, the prize coveted by junkyard junkies everywhere, this Mega Wars trophy.
Don't let his record of 2 wins and 4 losses fool you. Inside this mountain of a man beats the heart of a steam engine. The blue team battalion leader, Bowser!
His opponent, with a record of 4 wins and 2 losses, and a mind as sharp as the fastest supercomputer, the ruler of the Red Regiment, Crash!
Are you ready? Baby, because this is the final challenge. Are you ready?
Yes, and all that stands between you and Garbage Glory is this. Your challenge today is to build a machine that can pop as many of these as possible.
Anything goes. The only thing we know for sure is there's going to be a bunch of dead balloons, and one of you, and only one of you, will be crowned the Junkyard Mega Wars Champion.
Let's see. Pretty tough.
Yeah.
But not completely.
This isn't a thinking man's challenge. You do way too much thinking. You get thinking, brain ache if you do.
You thinking flechette rounds? Shotgun?
Yes. Just a big projectile like that. If you don't hit it, you're going to wipe out the hill anyway, and they're all just going to fly off. All the best. You're going to need it. Because this one, I am definitely going to win.
Okay, if you think so.
There'll be no championship without a championship team. Our original field of 24 builders has been whittled down to these 6.
All right, Crash, Bowser, you've seen all these contestants in action, and it's time to pick your championship team. Let's get it on.
I'll flip it, you call it in the air.
Yep, strategy be fun. Crumb side!
So, I gotta go first.
Yep.
Diggy!
Yeah! Glad to be with Bowser. If I would have got on Crash's team, I would have given him 100%, but it would have been bittersweet to win with Crash's team.
Mike!
Yeah!
Crash keeps picking the winners, and that's why I'm on Crash's team again. Bowser just got a problem with picking the winners.
Gosh!
All right!
I got picked second, so that was good. I'm glad I'm back with Bowser. He's good to work for. Won twice, and I think we can do it again.
Rosanna!
Devastating. I was really hoping to be on Bowser's team. Nobody was enthused about being on his team. It was pretty funny. But we'll definitely win.
Sparky!
Yeah, baby. Run the same team. I gotta like that. Gotta run what you brung here. Losing is not an option.
Kurt!
I have to say, it is awesome to have the same team. We've had a really good winning streak with Crash. We've all got these roles, yeah. So we already know how we fit in.
It's the moment we've all been waiting for. Crash, is your team ready?
Yeah!
Bowser, is your team ready?
Yeah!
Woo!
Go! Go! Go!
Like rats in a junkyard maze, our builders are off to the bays to design winning creations for today's challenge.
Okay. The mission?
We are going to build something to knock balloons out of the sky.
Yeah!
What we're going to use to knock them out of the sky with, 2 pieces of equipment. I want to build a compressed air cannon.
Yeah.
To fire potatoes. Second thing I want to build is a catapult.
Bowser wants to use 2 sections of heavy pipe and seal them airtight. They'll need to build an air compressor to fill the pipes with compressed air. Another section of pipe will be used as a barrel with the release valves connecting the barrel to the air canisters. Bowser also wants to build a spring-loaded catapult using 2 I-beams, garage door springs, and a trolley. Both these weapons will be too heavy to carry, so they'll need some sort of running vehicle to mount them on.
Now, we need a pickup, we need a valve, or two valves, and we need a compressor pump.
We have approximately between 20 and 200 targets. The targets are about between 3 feet and 1.5 feet in diameter. Maximum range to target, 50 meters. Long range.
Wow.
Okay, so we got to think real creative here. I have two ideas. One, a large crossbow. Problem is, low rate of fire. Two, a compressed air spud gun.
Once the staple of medieval warfare, Crash's crossbow will be made from the leaf spring of a truck. He'll fasten it to a length of steel, with cables drawing the leaf spring taut. A manual release will hurl the cable and artillery forward. Crash also wants to build an air cannon, but unlike Bowser's, he'll save time by using an existing pressurized air tank and release valve. Releasing the valve will send a blast of pressurized air through a hose and out the steel gun barrel.
And three, the piece de resistance, a rapid-fire disc slinger.
Oh, you mean like a spinning tire sort of, like baseball throwing kind of thing?
Exactly. This depends on finding a working motorcycle and being able to come up with a mechanism to rapid-fire the discs.
Ready to go?
Ready, boys.
One, two, three.
Bowser!
Let's rock!
All right.
Win!
Go!
Woo. Whoa, nice enthusiasm, Rosanna.
Each team sends two scavengers into the yard to take on the trash, while the captains and one team member wait behind.
Drive that buggy!
Since both teams want to build air cannons, there's sure to be a rush on compressor parts, quick release valves, and pipes.
I've been doing a little shopping.
I'm on it.
I got it first.
I touched it first.
I got it first.
No. I got it.
Kids, play nice. There's enough junkyard cars for everyone.
I got it, dude.
Or is there?
He's saying it's his truck. We hit it at the same time.
What do you want to do? I'm not leaving it.
Interesting start for today.
The teams of the Junkyard Mega Wars Championships in their sights. Stay tuned for more Junkyard Mega Wars. What's going on?
Possession is 9/10 of the law. I'm in the driver's seat. It's mine.
Oh, the cop is pulling out the dragon.
It's mine.
We hit it at the same time. It's not his.
So basically, you ain't going nowhere if he's still in the engine, and you ain't going nowhere if he's still in the driver's seat.
He is going somewhere. Back to the Red Bay. You know why? This is the finals. How could you hit it at the same time I did when I'm in the driver's seat?
Look at where we're at. Look at where we're at. How can you be sensible that way?
Uh-oh. The captains are being summoned from the build bays, and Crash looks like he's ready to initiate a nerd-powered beatdown. There's only one man who can clear up this junk jam, the scrap heap soothsayer himself, Greg Bryant.
Mike! What are you doing?
I'm claiming my vehicle
here.
Hey,
Gus, what are you doing?
Sitting in my truck.
I see. So we seem to have a little bit of a conflict here.
There is no conflict.
In your eyes, there's not.
Listen.
Okay.
All right, we'll do it.
I can't be bothered. Just let him have it. We'll find something different.
Like, you sure?
We'll find something different.
It's way too childish flipping coins. You want it? You take it. We'll find something else. Thank you for your efforts.
Okay, fine. You guys got it then.
Find something
else. Blue team said. Okay.
Well, if they want to whine and cry about it like a bunch of babies, they can, it was theirs.
This is the final. This is it. This is all or nothing. And I'm here to win.
I'm not spending 4 hours looking for a truck like we've done in the past. We'll build this stuff and work that out later. Right. The unit out, we need compressor parts and compressor bits.
How are you going to give up the truck?
I would rather give it up than be seen to be childish and argue about it. If it means that much to Crash, let Crash have it.
You're scared, aren't you? You're kind of scared that they might get physical, so you want to run away?
Yeah, right.
Is that what happens?
We outweigh the whole team by like 200.
I understand. You're big, but you're just a big teddy bear. You're scared, Crash.
I just can't be bothered with being childish.
Because the rumor back, you know, junkyard talk is the Bowser backed down, and, you know, they kind of gave you some of those. You're kind of like, whoa. Kind of a little scared. That's what I heard. Just what I heard.
Would you like to be escorted out of this bay?
Excellent.
To the victor goes the spoils. Mike arrives with the truck.
Honestly, I was there first.
This truck fiasco has both teams off schedule. The Reds have got a truck, but no parts for a compressor or anything else they need.
Do you need a compressor?
Yeah, I'm going to go look.
Go find me a compressor.
The Blues, well, they've got the moral high ground. It's too bad the moral high ground can't shoot down a weather balloon. Both build bays look like Christmas at the Grinch's. They're empty. Crash has got this pickup truck, but no parts to mount on it.
That's a good point.
Bowser's in even worse shape, without a truck and without any parts.
No, I need compressor parts, I need a barrel, I need some valves.
Both teams are building air cannons, which means they'll need compressors to compress air into pressurized air tanks, and quick release valves to let all that air pressure out at once.
Work your way forward and go through everything. Look in all the cars, in the backs of cars, just whatever you can find.
But so far, neither team has been able to find either of these vital parts.
No, that's not happy.
Okay.
Keep looking.
The blue team scores first. The motor from this mower is just the thing to power their air compressor.
Oh, well done, Sparky.
Here, Bowser. Compressor.
Oh, fantastic. That's ideal.
Think so.
Okay, so you guys didn't get the black truck, so you went with the lawnmower. You're going to mount all your weapons on this. You're going to kind of wheel it through there, right? Like this?
There's no need to be sarcastic.
That works. There's always a need for sarcasm.
We're going to be on skates or something, too.
When this pump is affixed to the mower motor, it will be able to fill air canisters to power their air cannon.
So if the belt slips and burns, we can just keep moving it forward.
Oh, Mike and the Red Raiders are matching the Blues punch for punch. He's ripped apart the air conditioning unit on a car and come away with a compressor pump.
Got an air compressor. Great.
I picked one so it'd mount right onto that motor.
Oh, you bastard. Excellent.
That is junkyard genius. While the Blues married their pump to a lawnmower motor, Mike is going to run his pump directly off his truck's V8 engine.
A better compressor solution than Bowser's? Here with the scrapyard skinny is Greg Bryant.
Okay, so shooting things out of the sky, what are they going to be doing? What are they going to be building to shoot these objects? What's Bowser doing?
Bowser found an old compressor, and he's got a lawnmower that's down there. And then he's got a belt that was originally driving something else. I'm not sure where he got that. He's hooking up the two, and he's making a little air compressor system. It looks like he's got a good barrel. He's using electrical conduit. For his reservoirs, he's got some larger pipe that he's going to weld in long lengths and cap them and fill those full of air. And then between those air reservoirs and his barrel, he's got two of those irrigation valves. So that's actually a very nice approach to a quick opening valve.
Okay, so what's Crash doing? What's the red team up to?
He also wants to do a spud gun. Crash would like to approach it with a ball valve. A ball valve, it has a ball with a hole in it, so when you turn it one way, air can't go through. When you turn it the other way, the hole in the ball is right there, and the air can flow through. They're running the compressor off of the truck engine itself, and you hear it going psst, psst. So they're just checking it to make sure it's pumping air. Running that off of the truck is really a good idea. They don't have to have a separate engine like Bowser's team has, but they're going to have to build up enough pressure. Right now, they've got a hand-operated ball valve, which I think is going to be marginal at best for producing a really good shot out of their cannon.
Greg isn't the only one worried about air pressure.
How's the compressor going?
It's going good. I'm going to have air here in a minute.
How much air? How many PSI? You got any idea?
I have no idea. Ready for test.
Oh, expert schmexpert. Mike's compressor and valve works fine.
That blows.
All the bits for the air cylinder's done. All we've got to do is now weld them up.
Weld those on.
What's going on?
We're building a cannon.
That's going to be cool.
Yep.
I can't wait to see your cannon.
Well, are you standing on it?
Woo! No.
You're standing on it.
I know. So this is just obviously the part where you're going to shoot something out of.
No, these are the two tubes that are going to hold all the air.
Okay.
Okay. And what we've just done is we're just making up all the fittings. So there's two of those.
Okay.
They go in the end here.
For what?
Well, in order to fill it up with air, we've got two of these old valves.
So you're going to turn it on?
So one will go in there like that, and one will go in there like that.
Cool.
And they shut off.
So that's a great valve.
You can see right the way down the middle?
Yep.
Now, when you close that like that,
yeah.
It closes off.
And that's an easy valve to operate, too.
All right, so what we'll do is we'll put one of these kind of fittings in there like that.
Right.
So all we have to do is just connect our hose up, and that will just fill it full of air.
We're going to fill those up. And then each one of those, each charge of air in that is going to fire out of the silver one right there.
Yeah, this is the barrel.
Okay.
And then these big ones fit on here.
With this on the other end.
I'm trying to paint the mental picture.
Well, hold that there like that. Right. The mental picture is, that's the tube with the air in it.
Where's the spud? At the end of this tube?
No, the spud's going to go in here. We've got a cap that screws on the end of that. And we've just drilled a hole in here.
Okay, so what is this?
air tank.
That's an air tank.
Ah, okay.
All right. So that will sit on top of there like that. It'll all be straight.
Okay.
So the air comes in here. When we're ready to fire it, we flick the switch. That allows all the air in here to go into the barrel and push whatever's in the barrel out. That one's fine. Just lift that one's got to go up higher. Don't worry about the... That's it.
It takes the entire team to connect the air cylinders to the gun barrel using these quick-release irrigation valves. The fit must be airtight. A leak could result in a misfire, or worse still, blow the entire air cannon apart.
Right, well, we'll see you later. We've got to go and have some tea then.
I'm going to work on the crossbow a little.
Crash believes this crossbow will be a weapon that is sure to bring him the Junkyard Mega Wars Championship.
Hi. What's going on?
Oh, I'm making a giant crossbow.
Cool. So you're going to fire it, like, pull it back
pull
that
back
way,
this
right?
way. Roseanne's making a trigger mechanism. Goes like that, holds it back. You pull the release, out it goes.
Cool. That's pretty big.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
One this big would be considered anti-armor in the Middle Ages.
Yeah.
It could probably come pretty close to punching right through standard armor.
Tell us a little bit about the parts. What did you make it out of?
Well, this is a car spring that someone scavenged. I had to cut the other parts off it, which happened over here. But so watch out. Yeah, it's pretty strong. Here. You probably want to stand on this side for the demo.
Oh. Whoa!
Can I borrow something? Something to sling. Like a screwdriver? Pull back.
Whoa. Not appropriate to fling. We don't need to fling it. You just show us how it flings.
Yeah, it just pulls it back like this. And...
Cool. So, I mean, obviously, it's power on its own without the spring mechanism.
Back.
Okay, so the nails are going to go 2 inches. That's cool.
Oh, no. We're going to use 3 foot. We use 3 foot long rebar in this.
So it'll go 5 feet because 3 feet of the rebar.
It'll probably go about a couple hundred feet. And
how do you manage that? Because that just went 2 feet.
So you're standing on a steel cable here. Steel cable. Thread it through just like a bowstring. You know how a bow and arrow works?
Right.
How far does the bow move?
Very little.
Yeah, bow moves about that. The string moves about that.
Right.
How far does the arrow go?
Far.
Same principle.
What exactly is that then?
It's called an arbalest. It is a large crossbow. My guess is, base calculation, is it'll throw the 3 foot rebar right through one of these walls.
You worry far too much about calculating things. Just build it and it works.
Yeah.
It's far easier.
I want it to work better.
Go back to your pencil and paper and I'll just get on with building stuff. I'll see you later on.
Yeah, let me know if you need anything.
Calculations.
Rosanna has been assigned the task of fabbing the release mechanism for the arbalest.
Show me how that works.
That'll go that way and stop there, or if it needs to be more.
These are going up like that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that'll work. Go for it.
Kind of had it with Crash. He's smart and all, but...
But Rosanna, what would Crash do if he didn't stand and watch and point at things with a stick?
It's just about right.
If this keeps up, we're going to give Crash a timeout.
About the right height, ain't it?
Gus throws together some gun turrets made out of old steel pipe and two rear axles.
Okay,
but I think we really need to...
mount it to that turret. Easier to get it this way.
Okay.
Let go. Just let go. Now I want to move it around.
Compensation or Mega Wars domination?
I think that is a success. What do you reckon?
Oh, yeah.
I don't like that the only thing we have here is going out.
Yes.
Doesn't make me feel good.
Rosanna has joined the arms race. She wants to turn a motorcycle into a device that flings metal discs. But in order to do that, they need a motorcycle that runs.
Has look.
This is in really rough shape. Strict back of the list because,
All right.
Without the magneto, you got problems.
Hey, I'm curious as to what you think about, like, making something spin for the launching thing.
For the what?
For the launcher pitcher thing. Like, would it be possible? I don't know anything about engines, but is it possible to, like, do the car engine?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I wasn't getting any too much positive feedback from Frank.
Yeah, I mean,
an engine man here, so I want to talk to you about it.
Yeah, I mean, any engine would be fine.
While the red team is talking about their weapons, the blue team is ready to test one of theirs.
3, 2, 1!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my gosh!
Oh, baby!
That is awesome! Yeah! That is awesome!
How much does this thing weigh?
Lord knows.
I mean, are you going to be able to carry this the whole day? When you get on all fours and they strap it to you?
Shut up.
Will you guys get a vehicle? What are you... Seriously.
Barrel, we still need to look for.
Blue Bay firing guns.
Maybe we can go
Red Bay talking about guns.
We need to find this and get it over with.
And Mike is getting fed up with all the delays.
I'm going to lift up you fly.
That length of pipe should make a nice barrel for their cannon.
All right, I'm going to lift back here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's two for one day here in the junkyard. Mike also scores a motorcycle. But is it a runner?
All right, we're back on track.
It does run. No more excuses from the captain. It's time to build some weapons.
Let's get this gun built, and we'll get that motorcycle.
Watch your eyes, watch your ears.
We're going to have a gun here in a minute.
All right, we're halfway done with your championship build. You've got 5 hours left. 5 hours left.
Five.
What is that? Spitball?
We're going to give Blue Team what they need.
Well, not exactly a balloon-busting missile, but at least the Reds are firing something.
They're pressurizing their air system.
Ram it down.
Children.
This rocks.
All right, so this obviously works, and you guys feel good about it.
Oh, yeah.
All right, now, let me see the disc of death. That's what I wanted. That's what I came to see.
We haven't started that yet. It's only 5 hours in. We got two weapon systems going? Come on.
What's a crossbow? Is it working?
Yeah, you got to cock it.
Let's fire up the crossbow.
I have no idea what it's going to do when we fire it off.
That trigger's hard.
You guys created weapons you can't. You don't know how to work? Right. Let's go. Almost!
Keep going! Whoa.
Where'd it go?
That didn't do anything. I'm not sure that would have pierced my leather jacket.
Bobby, I think you could make one of those.
Probably.
Yeah, I think so.
It's pretty weak, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty weak.
Crash makes some modifications to his prized arbalest.
We don't have any forward guides yet, so we don't know where it's gonna go, but let's try it. Ready?
Yeah.
Set.
Has a little bit of a kick, but it didn't really shoot it very well.
No, it didn't. Okay, thank you.
You have to wonder, at what point is Crash going to cut his losses with this thing?
Crash did the same thing he did last time. He's doing a whole lot of nothing. It's just a waste of time and putting the rest of the work and load on the rest of the team.
Okay. Let me work on something else for a while.
Yeah.
The drama is mounting in the Blue Bay as well.
Any more vehicles up that side of the road?
I didn't see any. I just went as far as that. I'll go look.
Bowser's finished his gun, his cannon, and it works really well. I think they'll be fine on all their weapon systems, but they still don't have a platform, so they're going to have to pretty soon just cut their losses, go and find some truck, some vehicle, some combination of vehicles that works. It might not be the ideal solution that they had hoped for, but there's only so much that we have to offer out in the yard.
So really, Bowser just releasing this black truck to Crash was kind of a mistaken in a certain sense, wasn't it?
Well, it was certainly a gentlemanly act on his part.
But hey, let's face it, we're here to win the championship.
Right, just see whatever you can find, no matter how big, don't ignore anything.
Crash's dreams of crossbow domination have been dashed.
I really had my doubts about the crossbow. I mean, I've seen other episodes where people build crossbows, it's really hard to make them work, so I kind of thought, well, it's a good backup weapon, but definitely shouldn't be our primary weapon.
Both Crash and the Mike are annoying me right now, and I'd like to kill them both. They're both oblivious and idiots and, like, self-centered.
After 6 junkyard challenges, okay. The question looms above the Red Bay. Has Crash finally crashed?
I got some things I need to get off my chest.
Go ahead.
It seems like there's a whole lot of nothing going on, you know, and to be quite honest with you, I think that thing there was a total waste of time.
At this point, I would agree with you.
You know what I'm saying?
It doesn't perform any... It performs about 1/20th of what I expected out of it. I did the calculations on it, said that thing should have zipped right through the fork. It does not.
Yeah. And honestly, I'm a little frustrated that you spent so much time on it.
Yeah, me too. So
that's where my frustration is right now.
And it's my disappointment too.
So, but I think we need to get our guns mounted. We need to get our air compressor mounted. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
We need to have a functional machine because we don't have much time.
Okay, we're done. Get to work. We know what we're doing.
Crash needs to avoid a mounting mutiny, while Bowser just needs to mount his weapons.
So far, the only thing getting shot out of the sky are these teams' chances at a championship.
Hey, welcome back to the championship episode of Junkyard Mega Wars.
You'd think after six Junkyard challenges, our two captains would be old hands at scrapyard warfare. But this build has been anything but ordinary. After spending much of the day building a giant crossbow, Crash was forced to abandon his creation before his team abandoned him.
You got about 10 seconds before I ask you to leave the bay.
Bowser's built an air cannon bigger than his native Britain, but so far has been unable to find a vehicle to mount it on.
Anything at all. I'm beyond worrying about what it looks like now.
You don't even care, do you?
So long as it's...
Hugo. You don't even care.
Yeah, Hugo. So long as it goes.
I'll be back. With something.
This much we do know. So far, neither of these teams have stepped up to claim this championship. It's still anybody's game.
Both teams have some significant shortages in terms of their equipment. The stuff that they've done okay, but a crossbow and a marginal air cannon, I don't think is going to take this competition. It's definitely not final material. Final material would be a disc-flinging, counter-rotating, motorcycle, dual-tire, deluxe projector.
Or, as Mike likes to call it,
discs of death.
The plan for the discs of death. Mount the motorcycle's front wheel flush against its rear wheel. Spin the wheels at a high velocity and slip metal discs between them, shooting them forward.
So look at these rollers.
With Dickie in the yard looking for a truck, Bowser decides to focus his team's attention on their catapult.
Don't get another rack off there. We'll have four.
Now, do you want the springs on the inside or the outside? Because if we break a spring or something, we're not going to be able to get to the springs again.
If we break a spring, we're not going to be able to repair it anyway.
The secret to this weapon are these springs, affixed at one end to the sides of the I-beams. The other end of the springs will be welded to a trolley, which, when pulled tight, will hold the ammunition. Let the trolley go, and the ammunition gets fired out.
We can put this where we can shoot those darts and set this roller on the bottom, attach them together.
Yeah, that works.
With Bowser's approval, Gus welds the trolley together.
This catapult will be cranked, but it's the captain that's getting really cranky.
Yeah, that's
that'll be better off because it'll be on that
Gus,
side now.
Do it.
Got it. That's pretty tight right there.
It is, isn't it? I don't know whether it's going to be enough spring to actually propel anything, though.
Dickie's quest for a vehicle is yielding only, well, you get the idea.
What about a ton truck?
What about what?
A ton. A big ton truck.
So long as it goes, I will take any kind of truck. Repeat, any kind of truck.
Well, it's some kind of truck.
Yo, Dickie, what's he got there? Oh, yes!
You know, Bowser had the real problem of trying to find a vehicle, and they found a nice platform to mount everything on, so they're okay with their vehicle now. That's the big plus that they have.
What's going on at the red team? It looks like we know who's running the team now, right?
Well, Mike looks like he's taking a leadership role on the team.
Mike, do you really want this way up here, or did this just happen?
Actually, you could probably put that pipe right inside that.
Why?
Crash likes Mike's suggestion for mounting their air cannon. But he's got a few suggestions of his own for the discs of death.
Tell you what, space it out, 2 inches on each, an inch on each side. We'll put it together, feet height. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
While Rosanna draws up a plan for a gimbal mount for the rapid-fire disc slinger.
Despite the earlier turmoil, the red team seems to be working. Only Kurt is left without a job.
You want to do some welding?
I would love to do some welding.
Fire gun.
Kurt welts a gimbal mount to the discs of death.
Oh, real nice, Kurt. They give you one job to do and you burn the whole thing up.
Kurt appears to have lit a fire under his entire team. Together, they load the discs of death onto Rosanna's gimbal mount.
Okay, there. This twisted round, so we have to readjust it to a more reasonable position.
All right, teams, get it done. You've got 2 hours left in a championship build.
No!
No!
No! Yo, Bowser, how you doing?
I've been happier at this time of a build.
Tired as heck, huh?
I've had days that weren't quite as stressful.
That too.
But other than that, it's been perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You tired?
I'm exhausted.
I'm getting there too.
I want to sleep for about 48 hours.
Yeah, I know.
It's the last one though, dude.
But yeah, it's been good fun against you.
Oh, this has been a blast.
May the best man win.
Yeah.
And that'll be me.
I'm not going to say that much.
See you later.
See ya.
With the clock winding down, it's finally time to install the blue team's air cannon. Only it's heavy.
I'm sure we get a broom. Right, that'll do.
More than enough.
Oh, look at Dickie, doing a little dance. Crash is cutting some metal discs. Ammunition for the discs of death.
What happened with your crossbow, Crash? Is it, did you finish it or what?
Canceled. Did not perform to specifications. Kind of like you.
Hold on.
It's a motorcycle, but is it a disc slinger?
Give it revs! Full speed!
Dude, that's awesome! I mean, are you stoked about that or what?
Yeah.
Are you? I mean, really?
Yeah.
It's awesome, dude.
Bowser's got his turrets installed and his air cannon mounted.
Right. I feel much happier like that. Everybody keep out of the way!
Sounds like Bowser's getting ready to test his catapult.
About that. Unhook it.
In the build bay? Is that such a good idea?
We've got to try it at some point. Ready?
Hang on. I think I should put a stop on that end.
I think you should put a stop on that end. Well, I think it works.
And now for Sparky's air compressor. This was the first thing the Blues accomplished today. It's the heart of their weapon system.
Where'd you get that from? That Mercedes? What do you reckon? Right on the end of here, look.
I guess that sort of makes up for Twinkle Toe's little dancing mishap.
You want it right at the end of there? Or do we want it right at the end of the nail?
Here we are. We're at our final challenge. You picked these people 3 times. What do they mean to you? What's coming out of this whole challenge? Are you learning anything? Are you learning about them? Are they learning about you?
I'm learning more and more about how to keep a team going from these guys because they don't hold back. Something's not right. They say so.
How has this whole experience changed you? Has it changed you?
Yeah.
In what way?
Well, you got to respect everybody. Genius lurks in everyone.
This is our challenge.
Yep.
The biggest one. This is what everyone's working to.
Yep.
Who's going to hoist the trophy at the end of this thing?
From what I've seen, I'm afraid that it's going to be the red team. They've got this remarkable contraption that throws things. I think that actually is going to be the most effective weapon out there, followed by the potato guns, but the potato guns have a slow rate of fire.
You only have 30 minutes left in your final challenge.
You got 30 minutes
left!
30 minutes! We're going to make it.
Let's get on with it. Let's get it mounted. Whose idea was it to build something this big? Da-da-la-da, after doing this show for 6 weeks, I need psychiatric help.
Ooh, yeah!
You want it big and spectacular? It don't get much bigger than this.
All right, teams, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, tool down, the championship build is over. Give yourselves a hand.
Oh, dude.
Woo! We're done.
Now, a season's worth of welding, wrenching, and metal mayhem all comes down to this right here. One of our 2 teams will soon be crowned the Junkyard Mega Wars champion, and I can't wait.
To get there, they'll have to shoot down as many of these Mylar balloons as they can.
As usual, we've allowed our team some last-minute tinker time, and Crash is worried it might start raining. Must be all the clouds in the sky. The rest of his team has focused their attention on ammo, like Discs of Death and these smaller spears.
Rosanna, you want to drive?
I'm driving.
You got the New York attitude?
I'm driving.
Oh, the red thing.
The blue team watches from afar, and they add the names of loved ones to their assault vehicle.
Should I put my wife's name or my brother's name? He's at home with a torn shoulder.
Is that the same thing?
Huh?
West Virginia, baby.
Yeah, funny.
Blue team.
Hello.
How's your spirit today on challenge day?
Pretty good.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
This is just going to blow everything away.
You think?
Well, yeah. Until it blows itself away, because I think this is a little dangerous.
So is there any one of you that's a particularly great marksman?
I used to do shooting, so I'm not bad, and these two live in the country, and everybody does shooting out there, so they're not bad.
I got a couple guns at the house.
A couple?
One or two.
A couple, 10 or 12?
Yeah.
All right, so I see a little Mercedes symbol over here. What's going on with that?
We took that off the producer's car, actually.
Nice!
Good luck.
You're definitely winning today, then.
It's our gun sight. Look at that. Mind your head, Gus.
Let's take a peek at that. This is your gun sight.
That's our gun sight.
Hey, Red Team, how's it going?
Hey, it's going
challenge
good.
Challenge team?
Yeah. This is, we worked hard for the last 3 weeks getting here, the four of us. This is our day.
Well, tell me a little bit about today. Who's going to be running what? Mike, what's going to be going on with you?
I'll tell you what's going to be going on with me. I'm going to have the death grip on the discs of death.
Okay.
Shooting these discs at those balloons, knocking every one of them out.
That's a good positive energy. I like that.
Right here, buddy.
No! Yeah!
We're going for the Junkyard Mega Wars champion here. Mm-hmm. You've seen both machines. You've seen all the weapons.
Yep.
Who's going to pull out this victory?
You know, as much as I like Bowser's weaponry, I think that having rapid fire is going to give Crash's team just a bit of an edge on this one. I think the Discs of Death are going to be the most effective weapon today.
Really?
Yep.
So. All right, well, I gotta go with the big and the beautiful. I gotta go with Bowser on this one, so it's a championship. We'll see what happens.
Well, ask me which ones I want at the end of the show. I want this gun.
Oh, like usual. Fair weather Greg. I want this one, but I'm going with this one. Will you make up your mind, son? All right, well, then good. This will give us something to battle about during the competition.
All right.
All right, let's go check it out.
Let's go see what happens here.
Before we start knocking balloons out of the sky, let's have a closer look at their challenge. Our teams will line up here while they'll race to the first cluster of balloons. Teams will have 5 minutes to race up this quarter-mile course, knocking down as many Mylar balloons as they can. There are even a few stationary ground targets for them to aim for.
Each team will have two runs. The team with the highest single-round score goes home with this. The Junkyard Mega Wars Trophy.
Rossi, the red team's on the starting line. We're ready to go.
So should we start this race?
Let's get this race going.
Red team, are you ready? Yeah!
Oh, look at that.
On your mark, get set, go! Oh, yeah,
and they're off.
Let's do it, people.
Slow and steady, they load their weapons at the first cluster of balloons. The wheels of death just aren't looking good.
No, they're really not. I mean, they've hardly got the range.
Well, you know, and that really shows what you know. So, good pick. But they're ready to go with their potato gun.
The Reds hit their first target.
Took one out. Nice.
Safety clear.
The crew of four, they're working well together.
Yeah. A barrage of potatoes, balloons, and ground targets. The red team's hit six targets.
Yeah!
Safety on. Let's go. Hold tight, folks.
Forward.
Fire.
Yes!
And more rounds from the air cannon. 10 targets now, and they've still got 60 seconds left.
Hold on, pull now!
Okay, clear the weapon. There we go.
You got 12 points.
Yeah!
With only 12 hits on their first round, Crash has left the door wide open for Bowser's bruising blues.
Blue team, are you ready?
Yeah!
On your mark, get set!
And the blue team is underway. Barely.
Big more. Now, dude, stop there.
They've got their catapult wound tight.
You aiming?
Gus takes aim. Oh, no. The ammo didn't even come close to hitting the target. It was way off the mark.
Yeah. Right, you charge up, Cylinder.
Let's see if Bowser has any more luck with his spud gun.
And a miss. All right, here's the catapult second shot. Oh, my gosh! My sister can throw further than that.
Fire.
Bowser's got to be disappointed by this start.
Hit the damn thing, but not enough.
Finally, Bowser nails his first target.
We're going to move on to the next one.
Another hit. Bowser's 2 for 2. It looks as Bowser has given up on the catapult and they're relying solely on the air cannon. Another hit.
And you can't argue with the results. The Blues have nailed 8 targets.
Move on, we'll go for the Blues.
And a last burst of cannon fodder before heading to the finish line.
There you go. Stop.
Count is in. You've got 9 points. Wasn't better than Crash's score. He ended up with 12.
This is the best team that's been on this entire series of Junkyard War, and they are not going off here without the trophy held up there.
Awesome!
Guaranteed.
Pretty bold predictions from this unfettered fabricator. But 9 hits ain't going to get the job done. Well, then again, 12 isn't much better.
Both these teams are going to have to improve if they're going to be crowned Junkyard Mega Wars champions. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the final moments of this Junkyard Mega War season.
After coming up on the short end of a 12-9 score, Bowser and his battalion of blue builders have scrapped the catapult.
You gonna take down your catapult?
Yeah, we're gonna swap them around.
But before they can find out if that strategy will pay off, the Reds are ready for another run.
Red team, are you ready?
Yeah, we're ready!
They are ready.
On your mark, get set, go!
Oh, look, the disc of death.
Oh, and here comes the disc of death. Death, they're getting close.
I told you last time it just wasn't running up to speed.
He's shooting, but they... Whoa! They just blew their gasket hose to their air pump, to their engine.
Did.
What happened?
The front hose came off. Go fix it.
Can I fix it right now?
Yeah, fix it right now.
Hey, guys, what just happened?
We blew a hose.
The hose off with the safety alarm.
Is it easy to fix?
Yeah.
All right, cool. We'll let you guys get finished here, and we'll keep watching.
All right, Bobby Sue, so their hose came loose. It's connected to their potato gun, so they're taking time out right now to fix it.
Fire!
Yeah!
Fire!
It seems to be working. They reel off 4 hits in a row.
Fire!
That's a total of 7 hits already.
And more action from the disc slinger. Combined with the air cannon, that's 2 more hits. They've got 9.
Yeah!
Come on! That's it for the disc.
So they're out of disc. No more ammo for the disc slinger. It's up to the air cannon. And they've got just over a minute and 15, now 16 strikes.
Yeah!
17.
Oh!
18.
Yeah!
19.
Yeah!
We're out of here.
Yeah! That sounds good!
Oh my God, guys! Unbelievable! What do you think you guys did?
I don't know.
You got 20! Mike is turning into the disc of death.
Okay! 20 is the number to beat. A tall order, but far from impossible.
Can't be difficult. If Crash can do it, we can do it.
All right, boys, are you ready, blue team?
Yeah!
It's Junkyard Mega Wars Championships on your mark. Get set, go!
But slow down.
And they're off to a blazing start. Sparky thinks he's running the final lap of Daytona or something.
Come on, charge her up. Back charging.
All right, they're settling down and getting ready to take aim at their first target. And see how it does. Boom! A direct hit! And another 2 for 2!
Oh, one more!
Ammo!
Stand still!
All
right, their third shot missed, but they're still 2 for 3, an incredible start. Oh, something appears to be wrong.
We're not getting much air. We only got 40.
Make sure the valve's on that end.
Try it on that one.
Try on that one.
Try it on this one.
But now something appears to be wrong.
I'm not going to hit that with 40 pounds.
If I can hear correctly, it sounds like they only have 40 pounds of pressure in the air tank. That's not enough to fire anything.
They have a devastated look on their face right now. I think they have a big problem.
Shut it down. Shut it down. Right.
Guys, what happened?
We've got compression. It's not compression at the moment. So if you give us a couple of minutes to work out why, we'll see what we can come up with. Give us a pressure valve.
Good.
Try starting it again.
35 pounds.
It's only got like half its capacity, if that.
Sure, isn't it?
We're done.
It's dead.
It's done.
Yes, it is.
Bad machinery lets us down. You get a compressor off a junkyard, what'd you expect? But you give
they
it.
They won't let us throw stuff.
It's all about the build.
Yeah. It's all about the build.
Let's see if we can hit anything with this.
Guys, is this what it's come down to? We're now hunking potatoes at the targets, which you still have yet to hit.
What you got?
Compressor pump's gone.
So red team, looks like you guys took the victory home. You are the Junkyard Mega Wars champions.
Sorry, guys.
Guys, we appreciate it. Congratulations, Blue Team. Red Team, you are Junkyard Mega Wars champions. Give it up. Come here.
No idea.
Two, three.